Alex Trebek is and was arguably the most recognizable game show host of all time, hosting the third longest running game show, Jeopardy. I am sad to say, both for personal reasons that I will explain after I get through these fun facts, and in general, I am sad to say that 10 days ago, on November 8th, after being ill with pancreatic cancer for nearly 2 years, George Alexander Trebek died. He was 80 years old. Being as I also host a trivia game show, and Alex Trebek is somewhat responsible for this show even existing to begin with, I decided to do a short episode about him in place of the episode that I had originally planned for this week. So here is a short solo round. Welcome to Fun Facts with the late, great Alex Trebek. In 1963, Canadian television came out with their response to the popular American music show, American Bandstand. Music Hop was hosted by none other than our friend, Mr. Alex Trebek, though this was far from his first rodeo. He had been working for CBC, or the Canadian Broadcasting Company, even during school, where he would pick up night shifts narrating curling matches, the news, or even horse races. So it was just a matter of time before someone would want to see his face on television. At an early age, the age of 7, Alex fell into a frozen lake. Although he would survive this ordeal, it left him with rheumatism that would forever affect him, especially in the colder months. While Jeopardy is the show that Alex would become best known for, it was far from the only game show he would host. One show in particular, Reach for the Top, was essentially Jeopardy, but for high school students. And though it is no longer broadcasting, Reach for the Top is still a nationwide Canadian trivia tournament for high school students. Alex also hosted a game show called The Wizard of Odds, that is ODDS, which was a game show with questions based on the law of averages, like, what are the odds that a man will recover his wallet if it has more than $20 cash inside? The contestants who guessed the closest would win a prize or move on to the next round. In 2007, Alex appeared a little differently on the set of Jeopardy. It turns out that the contestants that year had managed to pull a little prank on Alex by convincing him that they would all do the show pantless. So, out walked Alex on national television without his trousers, despite the contestants themselves being quite panted. The nation and Alex had a good laugh at his own expense. It is rumored that he once used to have a Snickers bar and Diet Coke for breakfast, until about 2014, when he met a nutritionist who told him that that was probably not the healthiest breakfast option. Alex Trebek, to this day, holds the Guinness World Record for most episodes hosted of a single program with Jeopardy. In 2014, he beat Bob Barker's previous record for hosting the longest-running game show, The Price is Right. In 1996, Alex ran with the Olympic torch through Jacksonville, Florida, on the way to the Olympics being held in Atlanta. Alex had a wonderful sense of humor and always enjoyed the SNL sketches involving him. His favorite impression of himself was Eugene Levy's on SCTV. For his entire stint of hosting Jeopardy, for the benefit of the sound man and the contestants, Alex would write at the podium in crayon, as crayon is one of the quietest writing instruments. Alex would film episodes of Jeopardy through his cancer and through his cancer treatment, wrapping up his final season just 2 weeks previous to his death. The final episode with Alex as the host will premiere on Christmas. As I said before, at the beginning, that I would explain why this was personally sad for me, not just the collective sadness that we all get when a celebrity dies. And the reason is because without Alex, there wouldn't be Fun Facts With. And you're like, well, Connor, you host Fun Facts With. Like, what are you talking about? Well, when I was little, I would watch Jeopardy, as we all would. But Jeopardy instilled in me a love of random and weird facts and the uniquenesses about our tiny little blue planet. And so I learned to do quick research to find out more about any of the little facts I wanted to know. And now I have that, you know, smartphone in my hand, and I can literally just Google anything at any time and learn. And I really enjoy having it up and having Google in my hands as I'm watching actual reruns of Jeopardy on Netflix, or even the new Tournament of Champions that is premiering weekly on Netflix. I really enjoy being able to Google these facts and learn about our little world. And that knowledge and that learning is what inspired me to create this podcast. And so without Jeopardy, and by extension without Alex Trebek, there would be no Fun Facts With. And I would probably be a slightly more dull person. So thank you, Alex. This show is recorded, produced, directed, and edited by Connor J. Cassidy, with music by Sounds Like Sanders. Our podcast is hosted on podserve.fm, and our music was found via soundstripe.com. Please follow us on all social media at Fun Facts With, and if you like the show, consider supporting us on Patreon. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, have a nice day.